So who's going to be the chairman? I vote for Steve.
Right.
Yep. That's me. I've got all the votes rounded up. I talked to
Works for me.
Chairman of Met.
Oh, is it chairman or no? What were you referring to, Kelly?
The committee chair.
Oh, I thought, oh, my. Mine went somewhere else.
Yeah, because it's 2:02 now.
Oh, no. I'm sure our president will be here.
I was going to say, actually, Director Sheldon, Director Yeo is the other member representing OCWD. So it's yourself, Director Rowe, and Director Yeo.
Okay. And so then I guess then
I don't think MODOC has officially appointed its members, but they have Director Tamara Bucci and Director Dick attending today's meeting.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm here, Joan Finnegan.
Right.
But, hey, Joan.
MODOC has two members, Director right. Finnegan. So, you would be a non-voting member.
Actually, Mike, it turns out that we already had the committee
appointed.
Yeah, and she's on the committee. So.
Well, that was an ad hoc committee, I think, Director.
That case I just visited.
Yeah.
That was an ad hoc committee, and what we were attempting to do on our side is reinstate the building management committee, which is a committee that's supposed to have been meeting over the past 30 years and has not really met officially, but is defined in the agreement between the two agencies. So we were hoping to get back to the more formal structure.
Uh-huh.
Building committee meet of the building committee that was outlined in the agreement between the two agencies.
Hmm.
Okay, I agree with Mike, but Mike, thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate it. Why don't we move on to the? Is there an agenda, or where should we start the conversation?
Well, we did post an agenda. We mailed out an agenda.
Okay. I got it.
Because we were treating this as a standing committee. And however, we did not have any item, you know, having the committee select a president or a chair and a vice chair, I should say. And I think MODOC has, for your admin finance committee meeting, you have an action item to appoint two members to the building committee. Is that correct? General Manager Hunter?
That is correct, and it would be at our board meeting that is actually confirmed. Our committee right now is an ad hoc committee consisting of President Tamara Bucci and Director Finnegan, but it's ad hoc. So we are looking at changing that.
Changing it to a standing committee?
Well, that's up to the board of what they're actually going to do. But the committee that's there right now is an ad hoc committee. And as you indicated, the committee has met irregularly, let's say, over 30 years, not very often. So I think the issues today are, as you have on the agenda, project update on the MODOC, seismic retrofit and building activity, and then the storage building and your generous offer related to that.
So I guess it's up to Director Sheldon if you agree to treat this as an ad hoc committee, then maybe we can, once the MODOC board takes action on appointing its members to the building committee meeting, we can schedule a building committee meeting with appointed members between the two agencies.
That's hearing no objection from Director Yeo or Director Kelly, who I would certainly defer to. I will do that, Mike, and let's proceed with our conversation.
Okay, the first item that we had was a MODOC campus improvements project update. So Rob, maybe you can go over what happened at the P&O committee meeting this morning.
It was on the agenda for P&O committee. That recommendation will go to our board. Hopefully we'll have concurrence from this meeting, as well as any action from the OCWD board. The action was to proceed at this point with the building activity, setting aside the storage building under the condition of the offer from OCWD staff of additional storage in the basement of the microfiltration building for WEROC material, the expansion of the storage room off the joint boardroom, taking space from the projection room, and the offer that the labor to move tables will be provided by OCWD without a cost to MODOC. And then once the construction is finished, and it's probably going to be a year from now before we actually start having meetings that would operate under this, try it for a while and see what happens. And if it's not working and we do need that storage space, come back to the building management committee and address that issue of discussing and approving the storage building outside of 101.
So it wasn't really clear to me, Rob, in that recommendation that you had for your board in option two, it didn't specifically say that you were excluding construction of the storage room as was indicated in your option one. Is that the intent of option two, is to exclude the storage room from your construction contract?
The intent of option two, and I'll ask Charles to clarify the language, but that we proceed forward at this time without the construction of the storage room. And as we've discussed, and as I just indicated, we see how the it works without constructing that room. And when we get some experience under our belt, we come back and revisit it. Charles?
Right. Mike is essentially correct. That was ambiguous. It was so on purpose because at that point in time, it was not clear whether or not we wanted to leave that option open. Subsequent to our conversation, it does appear that we will make a correction for the full board that we will exclude the storage room. However, it is a deletable bid item. We will want to move to award the contract itself. We have a provision in the language which allows us to strike various items. So we will do that as part of an initial pre-construction conference with our contractor.
Yeah, I would suggest we be as explicit on the language as we can so that there is no ambiguity in the language. But because the agreement, I think, as you and Rob have stated, was to exclude the construction of the storage room. And then as a follow-on, to do the proposed modifications that we talked about, see whether there's an issue once we start occupying the facilities, scheduling meetings and that sort of stuff. And then if there still is an issue, then turn it back to the building management committee. So I would just want to make sure there's no ambiguity and we're perfectly clear as to what we're asking for.
And to further clarify, in our analysis, we will not be buying as much furniture for 101, but we will still be buying furniture in that regard.
Okay.
Pending approval of my board.
Do any of the directors have questions? I don't want to run the meeting, but I think.
No problem. I have a question. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Rob, how does the desk and what have you get brought back and forth between the storage and the MODOC building?
OCWD has agreed to do that, Steve.
So we're going to.
They're going to be rolled, or depending upon the table, if it doesn't have wheels, transported from the storeroom adjacent to the boardroom to 101.
Okay.
Sounds like a great plan. Mm-hmm. I wish we thought of it way before. Thanks for talking, MODOC and OCWD staff.
It was a very generous offer.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say we really appreciate the effort on the part of OCWD to do this.
Seems like the reasonable and right thing to do.
Thank you. If you'd like to move to item two, John Kennedy has some pictures that will maybe help the directors visualize what some of the modifications we're proposing to do to the existing storage room. And I think that's about it. So John, why don't you run through your presentation?
Christina, I can share my screen.
While they're doing that, hello, Director Yeo. I haven't seen you in like 9 months.
I've seen you in Zoom meetings a few times.
So everyone can see the photo of the boardroom?
Yep.
Okay, so this is just looking at the storage space, the closet door, and the screen, the projector screen in the boardroom is there on the right side. And we're gonna walk into the storage room. So we're walking into it. You can see there's a lot of items stored in there already. So we're going to go further in and then look to the right side. So we walked further in and looked off to the right. So it's kind of in an L shape right now. But what I want to also show is this is the little room directly behind a projector. It's very cluttered right now. And we figured out we can make it a lot more efficient and clean this area out and consolidate it to free up some space. So that'll help the situation. This is looking, you're inside that room now, just looking out toward the door. So our information services guys are working now to clean this up. Then
you know, let me stop you there, John. Sure. Normally those chairs would be out in the boardroom, typically. So, I mean, not all, the boardroom always has some chairs around the perimeter of the boardroom and in the middle of the boardroom. During COVID, everything is spaced out. In fact, we have some of the folding tables. You probably saw those folding tables. There's probably, I don't know, 8 folding tables that are in storage right now. We have a total of 17. Those are actually shared when we have setups in the boardroom. If there's any training, those are utilized. And I think that that's what Rob, and our suggestion was those are shared tables, and if MODOC needed them for a setup in 101, they would be able to use those tables to set up. Rob indicated they're doing an analysis right now to see if they need some additional tables besides those 17. I suppose there could be an instance where there were setups requiring tables in both the boardroom and 101. I think that's highly unlikely. I think through by scheduling meetings and training sessions, we can avoid that from happening. But that's all part of the coordination that has to happen in the future.
This, just looking at a quick plan view of the area, down here's this boardroom screen. Here's that door we walked through. Here's where the general storage space is right now. And then I talked about how we would clean up this room, the audio visual storage room. And we could move a lot of the equipment to the bottom half here and free up all of this space for storage and potentially even take out this wall to make an even bigger room back here. So that's the general plan right now, is just more effectively use this whole space. So any questions there?
Let's go ahead.
I have a question, John. Can you go back to the picture?
Sure.
If we needed to, it looks like you've got a lot of space going up. How tall is the ceiling there?
Well, it's pretty tall. What do you think, Mike? It could be 9 feet somewhere in that area?
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, it looks taller than that.
Could be
10 to 12 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking at the door right now and going just above the door.
No, you're right. Yeah.
So, two doors high.
Yeah, you could potentially construct a little mezzanine storage area above, you know, at like 9 feet to put things up there as well.
Yeah.
That's my only comment. Thank you.
Yeah, I think in talking with our IS people, most of that equipment is superfluous. About the only thing that has to stay is the one case in the back, John, along the wall with a little monitor in front of it. Maybe you can use your arrow. Yeah, that's the only one that really has to stay, and we can move that forward towards the screen in front of the door. So that does free up. It adds about 90 square feet of additional storage on top of the 140. So we'd have about 230 feet of storage in the room if we made these modifications.
I used to have a case like that in our other office, and that was about 10 years ago. And now we have just a little case about this big versus a case that's that size.
And Mike, remind me, that's more than what they have proposed for the outdoor storage enclosure, right?
I think there was about 140, 150 square feet in the proposed storage room.
The square footage of the additional storeroom was almost exactly the size of the existing storeroom without the additional audiovisual area. So the L-shaped storage is almost exactly the square footage of the new
John room. Kennedy mentioned that that's just a partition wall, right, in the middle that could potentially be removed to make it even bigger.
Correct. That's what we're looking at doing, is knocking that wall out. So it's non-load bearing.
Yeah, and once we've done that, we could probably consider what Director Shelton mentioned about mezzanine, you know, to further enlarge the capacity.
Yeah, most of the storage we're looking at is for tables and chairs, though. So it would be difficult to use a mezzanine to store chairs. But we could maybe stack them higher. That's a possibility. But I think there'll be more than enough room. I mean, a lot of this is predicated also on MODOC using some of the existing tables that are already being stored in this room.
What was the area before? The general manager's office?
Oh, it's always set up that way.
No, it was always 140 square. Rob was saying, so the existing storage room off the boardroom is about 140 square feet. That's about what the square feet they were going to add on outside of MODOC 101. We think by opening this wall up, we'll add an additional 90 square feet. So if we share the tables, and even if we had to store the new U-shaped tables that they're proposing for 101, we're thinking that there should be enough room in that newly defined storage area to take care of the needs of both agencies. But that's what we'll have to find out. I think I sent an email. I may not have copied everyone on that. I know I did the board. I know Director Kamara Bucci had it. But I think that through closer coordination and scheduling meetings and training sessions and the sort, that, I mean, all the training so far has been in the boardroom for the most part, the larger training sessions. And I would guess that would be the first choice of room when scheduling a training session. So if we can better coordinate the scheduling, the times that we do these things, that's where, in my opinion, I never thought it would be a huge issue.
Mike,
I appreciate these staff and two agencies working together to make this happen.
Mike, I remember talking to you last week about this. You said that C3 was also a room that MODOC could use, part of the agreement.
Yeah, part of the shared facilities. So the shared facilities are the reception area, the foyer, the boardroom, and C3.
And C3 is just off the main hallway, right?
Yeah, I think MODOC uses it for their closed sessions for their board meetings.
Probably just like we do.
It's between the boardroom and the main hallway.
Yep.
Behind the men's restroom there.
Well, it seems like if you knock down that wall, make a lot more space, shouldn't be a problem for sharing the storage of materials that you want to store back there. So let's move on.
Director Finnegan has her hand raised.
Director Sheldon, Director Finnegan has her hand raised.
Yes, Director Finnegan, what is your question, please? I think your phone's muted. There you go. Now it's not.
There's 17 tables. How many chairs are there at the present time?
I would just have to guess, Director Finnegan. I would guess that there's at least 60 to 70.
Okay, thank you.
The number I have is 65 chairs.
Well, I guess I was pretty close in my guess,
yeah.
Wasn't I, Rob?
Right in the middle there, Mike. Right in the middle. And I'm showing there's a total of 25 tables for the boardroom, 20 which are the rolling tables, and then there's five kind of folding leg tables.
I don't think those – can you go back to your picture, John? Or is it, if it's too much of a hassle, yeah, the five tables are just plastic tables, folding tables. So we really don't utilize them. In fact, they probably should be stored somewhere else. Maybe you get a glimpse right there in the bottom right-hand corner.
Right here.
So those aren't utilized that much. The folding tables by far are the ones that are used the most for Waco, for... Yeah, various training setups.
They're nice tables. While we're talking about tables and chairs, how often are the tables and chairs inspected and refurbished? I it seems like I always get this one chair that doesn't have a tip at the end. I feel like I'm going to gouge the carpet. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
we lost some of the tips.
I know we purchased those tables, what, John, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And, I don't think that they've been refurbished. If we find a chair that has a problem, we we'll pull it out of operation and fix it. But we probably should do that on a more frequent basis. I don't think we do it that often, Director Rowe.
Well, I think we've got the room all settled now. Unless there's any other questions there, we can move on our agenda to the scheduling any future meetings. Is there a suggestion for that, Mike?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it, and I think that there should be regularly scheduled meetings. I don't think they need to be any more frequent than quarterly. I think semi-annually could work as well. I think it is important for the two agencies to sit down periodically just to see what's going on in relation to the physical facilities. And I guess that would be my point. I think there are a number of issues also that we need to address moving forward with the building committee. I think that the agreement between the two agencies is very much outdated. It was created back in 86 or so. And I think
it's... The signature date is 87.
Okay. I'm always within 2 years, Rob, plus or minus. I'm never right on, but I'm always in the ballpark. And the primary use was when we were constructing the building, kind of defining how how we would handle the contract, what the percentages were, contributions from each agency for the facility. It also did address the O&M of the facilities. We really haven't followed the agreement as far as setting a budget, a joint budget for the joint facilities. I think that could be modified. So I think there's a lot of work in the agreement to kind of bring the agreement up to date. Although there are some very important portions of the agreement, such as the term of the agreement and the termination clauses and stuff like that. And I'm not suggesting that we mess with those, but I do think that we do need to bring the agreement up to date so that we can utilize it and we can follow it. And so maybe initially we need to meet quarterly. And if the committee agrees with that assessment, then staff can work on redoing the agreement, which will take, I'm sure, several back and forths between the two agencies to come to concurrence on a new agreement. But I certainly see that as something that should be done.
Okay, would we want to look at maybe something in 60 days from now? Or in sometime in mid December, is that too soon?
With the holidays and all, scheduling can be difficult. How about just after the first of the year in January?
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
I actually slow down during the holidays, so I'm more open versus the regular. But it's easier for me.
Director Dick never slows down.
Okay.
Now, once you get to stop, you're pretty much there.
And, yes, sir. And if I might make a recommendation on scheduling meetings, let's get that first meeting in and decide on the scope we want to do. I do think we're going to want to address the agreement. Pretty much for 30 years, we haven't been doing the budget aspects of that agreement. So if it's been working without that, I guess we should question whether we need to include that. And when we get through with that meeting in January, we then look at what we want to do in terms of scheduling meetings. A number of these items, we have a joint meeting scheduled. A number of the minor items could certainly be addressed at that. But let's decide what we want to do under the agreement, what we want to amend, what we want to chuck out, and decide what the frequency is after that.
Yep, I think that's what I said. I agree. I would also ask also before you mail out your board packet at the end of the week, Rob, that you let John and I take a look at the language for the recommendation. I assume you're going to have a different verbiage for the recommendation that came out of P&O or not?
we will have a specific recommendation from P&O that gets updated.
So based on the conversation we've had during this meeting?
Well, based on the conversation we had at committee and what we've discussed here. But the as you're aware, Mike, putting out information before committee meetings and meeting the notice requirements, quite often that needs to be updated. So we will be updating that before it goes to the board. And happy to have the conversation with you and John on it.
Well, maybe as a courtesy before you post it, just let us look at it in case we have a comment.
Mm-hmm. And will the OCWD board be taking any action in terms of the offer that was made that's part of that deal?
I don't think we had planned on taking it directly to our board, but if your board thinks we need to memorialize it, I'd leave that up to the directors to decide.
I guess we can make that decision when we get the final offer, because it's got to go to your board still, right? It's got to still go to the MODOC board?
Yes, our board would be in the morning, and then yours would be in the evening of that Wednesday.
Okay, well, we would need to notice it. I guess I have no problem with us memorializing it, but I don't know, we have to rush to have it done the same day. I don't know if there's a rush on that, unless there's a rush that we have to have them done the same day, because we'd have to notice it also. And we can schedule it for the next meeting as a program.
I mean, I'm certain that Director Sheldon will give a verbal report at our meeting, at our board meeting next Wednesday, and report what was agreed upon at that meeting. If it needs to be formalized any further than that, I would leave that up to your board to decide whether they need anything beyond that.
Well, Mike, you're saying you don't need a board of the vote in order for you to allow this arrangement. Is that correct?
You know, that's just me, Sat. I'm old school, right? I mean, I believe when we talk about these things and agree at them in meetings that there's enough people that are party to that you don't necessarily need to write a contract.
Yeah. So in my mind, that being the case, then if Steve would just report on it to the board, I think that would be sufficient for us.
Okay, great.
Sounds good to me too.
Did we have anything else on the agenda, John?
That's all I see on the agenda. I'm sorry, I'm not John. Yes, John.
Oh, Mr. President, I'm
No, I actually was able to get to you. But John, anything else that we have on the agenda?
No, I think we handled items 3 and 4 here. So all good.
The next meeting would be in January sometime. You want to pick a date now or later?
Well, the MODOC board hasn't appointed its members to the committee. Would you want to wait until that took place, or do you want to just schedule a meeting now? I don't have a problem scheduling now. It's a pleasure of the MODOC committee members.
Because we may have some changes, it probably would be best to schedule it in December, the actual date.
No worries.
Oh, wait until December after the elections and then schedule the meeting?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We can do it in November.
And, yeah. I'd like to get a little closer to it so I know what's going on during whatever week in February or whatever week in January that's going to be, because who knows what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. A little closer.
We'll wait until after the elections, and then we'll schedule the meeting in January.
Great.
Thank you. We're all done?
Yeah.
Thanks, so.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay.